Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show on the internet.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we just got done doing something super fun.
Did we?
Well, I guess maybe I should speak for myself.
No, it was super fun.
I think I mentioned before these things, this phenomenon known as Let's Play videos.
Yeah.
It'll be like, let's play Super Mario World. And it'll be videos of somebody playing Super Mario World while they talk over it. And that might sound boring. but it can be entertaining.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be fun if Orion and I tried to do something like that.
Yeah.
So I picked a game called Ninja Baseball Batman. It's an arcade game. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up sort of thing with these colorful characters that are ninjas who fight with baseball bats against various forms of baseballery and other things. And we played the first three levels commentated and uploaded that to our YouTube channel, which is... How does that, is it youtube.com/itchhat? Does that work? I don't actually know with YouTube.
Oh man, I don't know.
I think it's
gotta be, yeah.
But itchhat is our YouTube username, and we will link to the video in the forums and maybe on the Facebook.
Yeah. Even if you go to YouTube and just type in itchhat, you'll find us.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's pretty entertaining.
It is.
And we'll probably do another video of like the next three levels or whatever next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fun. I had fun with that.
I did.
So that's the fun thing that we just did. In not so fun news.
Oh, no.
I'm mad at FedEx.
What are you mad at?
FedEx.
FedEx?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What have they done?
Well, do you see these three things here?
Papers. Yes.
Yeah. You know how when FedEx or UPS show up to deliver something and you're not there, they leave a tag?
Like assholes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not so bad. I mean, that makes sense, you know, to say, hey, we were here. This is when we were here. We were trying to drop something off.
Yep.
So they left three of these because they made three attempts to deliver the package. And the first attempt, well, first of all, the package
is
a pair of awesome motorcycle boots. Because I'm
awesome.
A badass.
Yeah.
But the first attempt that they made was on the 15th at 3:50 p.m. Okay. And see, there's a little spot at the bottom to sign, and they check a box that says signature required. And you're supposed to be able to sign there and leave the tag, and then they will leave your package and take the tag.
Yes.
But
that makes sense.
There are also boxes. There's a box that says... location closed or recipient not available. Shipper requires signature in person at this address upon delivery. Shipper requires signature from adult over 21 at this address. And they checked the box that says shipper requires signature in person at this address upon delivery, which means, it should mean, it literally means that I can't sign it and leave the tag because that would not be a signature in person.
Yep.
Plus, they've been leaving these tags because my building has an enclosed stairwell and then like a buzzer system. They've been leaving these tags on the buzzer thing outside. So if I did sign the tag and left it there, they'd leave my package outside by the buzzer.
Oh, fuckers, man.
I guess that's not that much less secure than leaving it by my actual apartment door.
Yeah.
But I wasn't comfortable with that. And every time they came back to deliver it again, they came earlier. I get home at like 4:45. If they had come later, just a little bit each time, I might have caught them on the last time. But they kept coming earlier, I think, because the last time they came, the time they wrote down was 2:015.
Okay.
Which could be military time, but I don't think it's meant to be. I'm thinking it's 2:15 and the colon got messed up.
The guy's kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
I'd be mad too.
I got to call tomorrow and like figure out where to go to pick my package up, I think. But
yeah.
I don't understand why these places, FedEx and UPS and everything, why they keep the same hours as people. Normal working hours are like, I work 8 to 4:30, 9 to 5.
Nine to five.
That's normal working hours. If you're delivering to my house, and you want to bet on when I'll be there during the week, during work hours, is not the best time to deliver things to me. Like, who is accepting all of the world's packages? Housewives are the only people who can legitimately order things.
Yeah. Oh, that's frustrating.
How is this not more of a problem? How am I the only one?
In business, yeah. Jesus.
I hate them. And I know roommate Mike. Mm-hmm. I know he was here. He had to have been here for at least one of those days.
Yeah.
And just slept through it. And that was mildly annoying too. But that's not his fault. I mean, you know.
What pisses me off about those companies is they're never consistent. If you get one guy, he'll leave one of those notes.
Yeah.
But then I'll order something else through the same company and the fucker will just leave it by my door. So it's like, can I have that guy again? Because that worked out real great. Yeah. I came home, got my stuff. It was sweet.
I wish they would just leave packages.
Never consistent.
But they would need, like, I wish FedEx and UPS guys could have keys to the apartment. Like, they just had keys to the world's apartments.
I don't know about that.
No, yeah. I do.
Maybe for your entryway.
It's worth a couple females in my apartment complex getting raped for me to get my packages on time. I am willing to sacrifice that. That's okay
for
with
motorcycle
me.
Motorcycle boots.
Yeah.
I wonder how heavy
for
that
badass
package.
Badass motorcycle boots.
That's a heavy package. And it goes clink, clink, clink.
Yeah. I don't think it goes clink ka clink.
Does it have the buckles
on it? They're not made out of metal.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer.
They're not motorcycles that have been converted into boots. They're badass motorcycle boots.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet though? All right.
No, probably not. They'd probably look really retarded. Like some kind of fucked up Transformers bunny slippers or something. So there's that.
Yeah.
I guess in other me news, I've been keeping a dream journal lately. I posted about that on Twitter. I've started keeping a dream journal. Would you like to hear some of my dreams?
I would love to.
Since I started keeping a dream journal. Now, bear in mind that that I am half asleep when I'm writing this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't really want to spend a lot of time writing it.
Yeah.
So some of these I remember based on the cues I wrote down, and some of them I don't really.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one I wrote down, sledding/falling, skiing down a mountain at a ski resort in California.
Okay.
To celebrate the life/death of a friend. Cast of Vampire Diaries. Saucer sled. Hit a shallow spot before bottom.
Oh no.
What unpacked snow. Almost got run over.
Oh.
Now, I do remember this one.
Okay.
I don't remember all of it. I know some. I had a group of friends in the dream, and they were primarily made up of the cast of the Vampire Diaries. And
that's a good.
We were. One of our friends had died, and they were really into skiing, I guess, and they'd always wanted to go skiing in California. Do people ski in California?
I want you to ski with my dead body.
Well, they didn't say that per se, but apparently somebody said, like, hey, we should do it. This is what they always wanted to do. Let's go do it for them.
Yeah, okay.
And so we all were like, yeah, and we went to California. Again, I don't know if people ski in California, but probably somewhere, Northern California. Mm-hmm. But so we all went to go skiing, but I guess, decided to use a sled instead.
Yep.
And this crazy fucking steep hill, I had this orange saucer sled.
Okay.
And I sat down on it, and I started trying to go down the hill, but it was like, a 90 degree angle. Like, I felt like I was falling more than sledding forward, you know? And then it kind of evened out and like leveled off, and there was all this unpacked snow, and I kind of stopped and I lost my momentum.
Oh.
But there was more hill left. It just kind of evened out right here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped, and then all these skiers and snowboarders and stuff almost ran me over. And that was when I woke up.
All right.
So that was one of my dreams.
We're off to a good start.
The next one, laying on side of road with gold/diamond jewelry in hand, pretending to be injured, hoping for someone to stop so I can ? And I'll explain that in a minute. Then Dad and Louise, which is my dad and my stepmom, show up with their motorcycle buddies. One spouts some technical jargon at me and I wake up. Okay. Okay, so in this one, I was with someone, but I don't remember who, and we were trying to pull some kind of scam, and I don't remember any of the details, but it involved me having some kind of expensive-looking jewelry in my hand and pretending to be, like, dead or injured on the side of the road.
We're gonna get
and him. Hoping someone would stop and, I don't know, try to take the jewelry or try to help me. I don't know what I was hoping for. That's mm-hmm. what the question mark is about, because I don't know how the scam worked, but I know that's what I was doing. And then I sort of saw off in the distance that my dad and my stepmom showed up with their motorcycle gang.
Ruined everything.
Which they don't have in real life. Yeah. Neither one of them rides a motorcycle, but they were in the full motorcycle, like Hell's Angels leather getup with all their motorcycle buddies. They showed up all at the same time on their bikes. At this like same street corner that I was at. Mm-hmm. And so I quickly like got up and I didn't want my dad to see this scam that I was pulling. So I like hid the jewelry and walked over to him like I was just in the neighborhood. And one of their motorcycle buddies puts his arm around me and starts walking me into the crowd. Mm-hmm. And he starts saying things about his bike and like the engine. And it was all this technical garbage about his engine. And I don't remember it now, so I have no idea, but it probably was nonsense.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, I didn't know what he was talking about in the dream. So my brain made it up. So it was probably complete nonsense. And then I woke up.
All right.
So that was that one. This one I don't remember. The next one. And it's shorter, too. Playing James Bond with other neighborhood kids. I put kids in quotation marks. So I don't know if that means that I was a kid in the dream or I was playing like a kid but wasn't a kid. Yeah. I don't know.
Hanging out with young kids but still almost 30.
Playing James Bond with other neighborhood kids, stealing cars, ordering food at Subway.
Sounds like a good time.
I don't remember that
That's
one
great.
At all. Man. The next one. Mom and sister were watching some kind of horror movie that ended with a girl finding a lump of hardened clay with unknown contents.
What?
I vaguely remember this one. I can sort of explain. The girl was bad guy. Last words in movie were, "Did you read my blog?" The movie was called SL A Lock. I walked in and my mom and my sister were watching some movie.
Yeah.
And this is all my dream. And it was at the tail end of it. And there was this girl like kind of talking into the camera. And she had this lump of clay, like about the size of Mr. Wonderful's head, which doesn't say anything to anyone other than you. About the size of, what would you say this is the size of? Like a softball?
Yeah, yeah, if you squished it down to the shape of a head.
Yeah, like an elongated softball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so she found a big lump of clay like that, and somehow it was known that there was something in it.
Okay.
Like the clay was encasing something.
Ah.
But but nobody knew what was in there, and it had been hardened. It had been, like, baked or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get into it, you'd have to, like, break it or saw into it or whatever. And then I guess she was the bad guy. I don't really know. And the last thing she said, and I remember it being kind of chilling, but I don't remember why, was, "Did you read my blog?" And the movie was called SL A Lock, which I think maybe in my dream was meant to be some kind of foreign language title.
Yeah.
But it's, I remember how it was spelled. I remembered how it was spelled when I woke up because I had seen like the title. It was E-S space E-L space A-L-L-O-C.
Okay.
I don't think that those are things.
Yeah.
I think that's gibberish.
It's quite suspenseful.
And then I think that, that's the last like full dream synopsis I have. But there was another dream I had that was just all over the place and crazy. And at one point I was driving some kind of, I am reading the description now. I was driving some kind of two-wheeled vertical truck in quotes, with door in front, room for one person, belonged to dad. So I'd like borrowed it from my dad. Mm-hmm. Look at this. I sketched it.
Oh my God.
That's the thing that I was driving.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I'll have to like resketch it in the computer. I don't have a scanner right now, but like resketch it in the computer and post a picture of it. Because, it's this weird vehicle. Like, imagine kind of the cab of a truck, but like without the engine compartment part in the front. And instead, it just goes straight down, and that whole front portion is a door that flips open.
Okay.
And if it's hinged on the side, it doesn't like flip up. And the cab of the truck is like, imagine it standing up like a person and having two wheels where feet would be.
Yeah.
Like that's, it's hard to explain, but, fuck? And I was driving this thing around and it was the most normal thing in the world.
Sounds awesome.
And that is my dream journal for so far.
It's working out pretty well.
Yeah.
I can never, never fucking remember my shit. As soon as I get up, it's, I wouldn't even, by the time I got my pencil and started to write, I'd be like, fuck, what was that?
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
I always remember my dreams, but just, you know, immediately when I wake up. But there were several that I didn't write down because they were so,
yeah,
like, either.
How do you explain that?
They were like simultaneously completely nonsensical to the point where I couldn't explain it,
mm-hmm,
and completely mundane and boring,
yeah.
Where it wouldn't be worth trying to explain.
I'm looking forward to more, though. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't had a good dream in a while, but I know Aldi had one like 3 days ago involving, this isn't funny or anything, but it's a Jeep and it had wheels that were missing, but they were supposed to be made out of Twizzlers and they were gone.
Somebody stole the Twizzler wheels.
And yeah, and something about sausages.
Damn.
And I'm thinking,
she is pregnant.
Yeah. A car and a
food. It's all about a things.
A car
she
and
can
a food.
Eat. It's all about people stealing her food.
Yeah. Oh, you took my Twizzler wheels?
Yeah. Man, a Twizzler wheel sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Kind of.
Oh, man, I want a Twizzler wheel.
Did I ever mention that one she had, that dream about John Travolta on the show?
Know.
Did I mention that?
Tell me.
Where he was naked, but he,
as he should be,
his arms were like seal flippers and he was doing cartwheels and he,
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's terrifying. That's a fucking nightmare, man.
I don't know. That shit sounds like a pretty good dream. That sounds
I'd wake
great.
Up in a cold sweat. Oh, did you have a bad dream? Oh, fucking John Travolta doing cartwheels with seal flippers. You tell me.
He never stops.
Yeah.
I'm completely drawing a blank now. Oh no. There's plenty more stuff to go to, but there was something else specific that I was going to say.
Just and wait
now,
for it.
Oh no. No.
Just wait for it. You want me to take my shirt off? Maybe you'll remember.
No, that won't help. That'll only distract me.
Okay.
Well, wow, I really don't. I guess I'll just change the subject because
right.
I really don't recall. But yeah, damn. I guess I gotta move on. So Gavin in the forum,
mm-hmm,
was asking me about our hardware and our software situation, like how we were able to record things off the computer and, mm-hmm, record ourselves all at the same time.
And I have something. I have a comment on this.
Oh, okay,
well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
take
what
it away.
I was gonna say, because what I told him in the forums was that what we do is I have a hardware mixer that the mics go into. And then that goes into the computer. Well, the computer actually, the output from the computer goes into the mixer as well. And, mm-hmm, then the whole thing goes back out and into the computer. So the computer's outputting into the mixer, then the mixer's outputting back into the computer,
mm-hmm,
which there's probably a better way to do that. I don't know, but that's how I do it.
And it works.
Yeah. And I mentioned that I was pretty sure there was a software solution to that that did basically the same thing, but in software. I did kind of find it. If you want to find it, it's, do a Google search for virtual audio cables. I believe that's what it's called. It's a piece of software.
Yeah.
But it's, the only problem with it is it's $30. It's $30. It's not like freeware or anything.
Yeah. That's a lot of pounds.
Yeah. Well, what is it like? Isn't it about half? Isn't it like 15 pounds?
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, anytime I read this kind of shit, like it got me thinking when people ask certain things, I'm like, Google it, man. Just Google it. You know, just look it up, man.
I didn't. Before I came up with the solution that I have now, that we have now,
yeah.
Every time I Googled it, I ended up with shit like virtual audio cables,
shitty,
which I didn't end up using. I ended up doing it this way.
Yeah.
And this was like my own solution that I came up with once we got the mixer.
Yeah.
And before that, what I did was I would just play the whatever we were listening to. I would play it through the computer speakers, mm-hmm, so that our old shitty mics would pick it up faintly in the background. And then I would line it up and I'd like insert the good audio over top of the shitty background noise.
It's one way to go, but it's a bitch.
And it's not a good way to go.
Yeah, it's just not a good
way. It's just the only way I could make it work at the time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But the whole Google it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting that a lot, and I think it's become this thing where, like, especially at a work environment, anytime I ask a question, someone's like, well, fucking Google it. Look it up. So it's come to the point, or it's getting there, where
people are saying this to you?
Yeah. It's like, I'm afraid to ask questions.
People are telling you to Google shit at work? Are you
like
asking
when I
them
ask,
work-related
like,
questions?
I'll be like, where are the bananas? Google it. Like, my friend's kind of down, and he's thinking about committing suicide. You know, what should I do? And they're like, fucking Google it. Don't talk to me.
Yahoo Answers, bitch.
Yeah.
What do I look like? Ask.com?
So, yeah. What are we becoming?
Oh, I don't
know if that's...
What are we becoming?
Is that just me? Like, you're not getting... Well, you
no,
don't talk
nobody
to people
ever
at work.
Tells me to Google shit.
There's a lot of conversation that goes on when I'm at work, because that's all we do is just talk and joke around. And
but what are people telling... Because I know you were making that last one up. What are people telling you
I'll
to
hear
Google?
A fucking song playing over the PA or whatever. I'm like, what is this? And nobody tells me. They're like, fucking Google it. Just Google it. And they walk away. It's like,
are they doing that because they don't know? Or are they doing that because they do know and they think you should know and they're
yes.
being dicks?
Yes, exactly. They're being dicks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe you should know.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should Google it.
Who the fuck is Bruce Springsteen?
Well, who's Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Bruce Springsteen? Oh, man.
Do you even know what an American flag is? You should know who Bruce Springsteen is.
Oh, man.
Mm. Oh, but there's this song. I don't want to dwell on this too much, but there's a song by him that he sings. How's it go? Is there anybody really out there? Have you heard that one?
I don't know. I don't know. Not based on
but it's
that
funny
dance
because,
you just did.
I'm sorry. But he sings like, is there really anybody out there listening on like the radio waves as if nobody gives a fuck about him anymore because he's old and he should fucking retire? And I laugh every time I hear it.
Well, I never actually give to fuck.
Yeah.
Give to fuck? Gave a fuck. Man, that's bad.
I
never actually gave a fuck about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
or give to fuck. Either one.
I'd like that.
Give to
fuck. That kind of rolls off the tongue.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I never actually gave a fuck about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I agree.
But
yeah, moving on. I'm sorry. I just thought I'd throw that in to the mix.
I'm drawing a lot of blanks.
What am I doing? John Travolta, Bruce Springsteen? See, this is why you need to communicate with me in like a really mean manner sometimes and just say,
I need to be mean to you?
Yeah, just say, Ryan, whoa, 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 shut up. Shut up, Ryan. I'm losing it. I'm losing my train of thought.
Have you and Aldi done it since she got pregnant?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Lots. Yeah.
Does that worry you at all? Are you like,
no,
oh,
I'm
baby.
Yeah. No, I'm not that guy that's like,
your baby's
gonna
come out looking like one of those Kappa things with a dent in its head full of water.
Yeah.
Waterhead,
yeah.
Baby. You're gonna have
No, I haven't thought about that.
Waterhead.
All. I don't worry about it. I just get mine and go to bed.
God.
Roll her over.
I saw Aldi today and she told me the baby was kicking now. She felt the
so
kick.
So she says,
you calling her a liar?
I think it's
okay.
Gas, man.
Okay, woman with a baby inside of her. I think I would know better than you.
Well, I'm like, I ask questions. I'm like, what's it feel like? Kind of feels like a bubble. I'm like, that's your fucking intestines. You have gas. I don't believe you.
Did you fart immediately afterwards?
Well, no, yeah. I believe her, I guess. We don't know. It's the size of an apple right now. I don't know what that means.
Delicious.
That's what she told me.
You don't know what that means? It's the size of an apple.
Like the height? Is it that big around? What are you talking about?
Well, it's probably curled up in a ball,
yeah.
So it's roughly that the size of an apple.
I think it still has... It's in that weird shape where its chin is still a part of its chest, and it looks like a creepy looking...
Yeah.
Like it...
It's got... It almost looks kind of like a seahorse that's had all of its like little appendages sanded
Jesus
down.
Jesus Christ. Or plucked off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a really rounded off seahorse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this thing, like if you blew it up 500 times, 500 times. If it was big, it'd look like it's cowering over you, like, you know, because its chin
Wouldn't
is down on its
big
chest.
Big look like it was.
Fuck you.
Plus, cowering over you.
Yeah.
I think maybe towering over you.
Oh yeah, towering.
Because
yeah.
cowering, Christ. That's like yeah, like oh,
I'm not afraid.
Don't hurt
yes.
me.
Jesus.
Cowering. A giant.
People
giant
are
unborn
this
baby.
I'm so professional.
Terrified
right now.
Of you.
but
it's
over
giant,
you.
So it's over you.
It's over your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Oh, don't hurt me. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. But yeah. She's showing. She's got the bump. And yeah. that's basically all I want to talk about as far as babies.
Oh, really?
No more baby
talk. No more baby yeah. talk, huh?
No.
Not any.
Not for a while.
Oh, no. Man.
Nothing really. We until March 22nd, when we know the sex.
Have you guys
gender,
talked circumcision
we'll talk
at all yet?
Oh, fuck yeah, we're getting it. Yeah. I don't know how much it costs. Like, is it, like, if we have to fill out the paperwork and check the box that says circumcision?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
You should get a Jew to do it. They're really good at it.
I thought actually, it'd be funny to wait till it's like 10 or 12 years old to get it done, like the Jew kid.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I'm so glad that that I don't come from a Jewish family
yeah.
because I'm sure most of the time it goes fine, but they actually do often have like some faggot old man
yeah.
who's like, that's his job. Like, yeah. I'm the dick cutter. That's what I do.
God.
I come and I perform the dick cutting ceremony.
Terrifying.
And it's just some like old Jew
yeah.
with like the like special dick scissors. And he's just like,
what are those look
he
like?
Could be shaking. He could be drunk.
Yeah.
He's not a doctor.
God damn.
But, you know, I assume mine was snipped by some kind of doctor.
Yeah, like right away.
Like they
yeah.
didn't just bring in a Jew. Like, come on,
like I can do it.
Herschel snip my baby.
Herschel, yeah.
You should see if you can pay extra to get them to do it with like some of those craft scissors with the designs.
Oh, God.
You know, like the scalloped edges.
Yeah. Jagged.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Get like a little curly Q kind of design.
Oh, God.
Out of it.
Yeah.
You should see if you can save the foreskin.
Ooh, man. I don't know. I want to...
In case he ever wants it put back on.
I've thought about a lot of shit to like videotape and use against the kid like later on in life.
Yeah.
But that one would just... like if I film that, like when they're chopping it off,
mm-hmm.
like 10 years down the line, what would I use that for? I don't know. I do want to like dress... This is like, I guess, best... If the kid turns out to be a boy, but like dress it up real funny and put lipstick on it and film it and
yeah,
then use it later.
That's not going to make it a serial killer. Wow.
Like, you better not fuck with me. I'm going to show all your friends this video.
No, Dad, don't do it. Yeah, no. Whatever, Dad. I'm going outside to dissect a live dog.
Oh, God.
I hate you.
Oh, God. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know.
I'm going to go play with the animal skulls I keep under the porch.
Yeah.
All right. So we skipped voicemails last week.
Yeah, we did.
Because I'm a forgetful retard.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do some this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh,
God, I feel bad. I felt really horrible.
Well, I didn't lose any sleep over it, but I'm glad you care.
I did.
Hi, guys. Miss Nick again. Okay, this is going to be a really mundane subject, but I was wondering, well, here in the UK, we have, you know, like advert for sofa companies on TV, and there's always like 50% off, 60% off, 1,000,000% off. And a bit ago, I was looking at some videos on YouTube of adverts from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, just out of curiosity. And lo and behold, half a century ago, they were still advertising large amounts of money off on sofas. So I was just wondering, do they like the sofa companies in the US do that as well? Like, do you have like discount Davenports in Michigan? Yeah, I was just wondering, just out of the sake of curiosity, like, because maybe it's like a thing that just happened in England through the whole of time since sofa companies opened, or maybe it's a worldwide phenomenon. Okay, looking forward to the show. See you, bye!
All right. I think she just wanted to say discount Davenports.
Yeah.
I don't pay much attention to furniture stores and their advertisements. I will say, I don't know about, you know, like 60% off a sofa because I don't pay attention. But I will say that we do have crazy like President's Day sales and George Washington's birthday, I think, is coming up. And I just heard a radio commercial today.
I never knew.
For some kind of George Washington's birthday sale. Yep. And it was especially funny to me because for one thing, why do furniture companies specifically latch on to these president's birthdays?
They always do,
But also it's funny to me because they were basically insulting George Washington. They called him a penny pincher and they were saying he was a tightwad, and they said he wore off-brand wigs.
Oh no.
Because which is obviously bullshit, but they were saying, like, basically he was a tightwad, he was an asshole. And so in honor of him being I'm trying to think of another word for tightwad, but I can't think of one. Anyway, in honor of him being cheap as fuck, everything is cheap as fuck at our store. That was basically the gist of it. And they do that a lot. I remember as a kid, I specifically remember images of the crossing of the Delaware on a furniture commercial.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Come on and buy, maybe it was appliances even, not furniture. Yeah. Like, come buy a TV. We're crossing the Delaware.
Yeah.
All right.
Half the dumb fucks out there.
And they do like, that shit for Lincoln's birthday.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know about the deep discounts so much.
Yeah.
But we do have that. And for some reason, I haven't seen it so much anymore, but it used to be that furniture places and appliance stores, we're always crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're nuts. We got to be out of our minds.
Overstocked.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do? We got to move all of these fucking Davenports. Yeah. So there was that.
It's just chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the place is on fire all the time. There's like escaped convicts running around in the background. People having babies.
Yep. Abortions everywhere. What?
There's a fucking semi truck just loaded up with furniture that smashes through the wall. We gotta get all this shit out of here.
Yeah. God damn. That's true. That's so true. God damn.
So, yep. Yep, we have stores too.
Yes.
Next voicemail.
Hey, Kyle and Orion and Edgehead in general. It's Gary. I'm just calling to say thanks for having me on the show and that I had a great time. And that, sorry. It's been a long night. I thought the show was pretty fucking funny, and I thought the ending was hilarious. I really dug the part where you could pretty much hear Kyle's head hit the table. Really didn't feel any need for an apology. It was a good, great time, and I think you should keep drinking. And that's about all I got to say. All right.
Yeah.
Gary, why the fuck would you say such a thing?
I don't, you know, value Gary's opinion anyway, so so it doesn't matter. But Gary, come on, don't encourage my alcoholism. It's clearly a problem.
Clearly, goddamn.
Yeah. Don't encourage me.
I'm glad he had a good time, though, because I was...
Yeah.
I'll admit, I was a little upset, but just because I felt so bad for Gary. Oh.
I don't feel that bad for Gary.
Because, it just...
I didn't forget that you believe in magic, Gary.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
That's really all there is to say to Gary's voicemail.
But, yeah. I hope we have, you know, him on again. In the future.
Sure.
Because that wasn't exactly fair. I guess he couldn't really get a word in. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Next voicemail.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I have a question for you. Okay. My question. Yes. Question. Yes. Question. Yes. Question. Yes. Do you think that a long-term relationship is based on punishment with a fetish? And if you think it is, do you think that S&M sex is the same thing, punishment with a fetish? Therefore, you could bypass the relationship and just have S&M sex, which is loveless, but yet satisfying.
Just wondering what you thought. All right. Yeah. Answer it now.
All right. Do you want to, you're the one in a long-term relationship, all right? You want to address this one?
Jesus Christ. Well, for one, when it comes to relationships, anything's possible.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know how to answer this, man.
It's a pretty simple question, I think.
I agree with him, I guess.
You do?
S&M sex, loveless.
Do you really understand the question?
Not really, no.
Okay. All right.
Son of a bitch.
More or less what he's asking is if being in a long-term relationship and having S&M sex are more or less the same, or if they have basically the same motivation.
Oh, okay.
You know, like being in a relationship is punishment. A long-term relationship is being, you're there to be punished, basically, is what he's saying. And so S&M sex is the same thing.
Okay, okay. Then I don't agree with him. No,
I would say in your relationship, it sort of is. I mean,
because
you've been abused.
I have, but I accept it. And I'm
right.
Obviously
exactly.
Down with it.
And that's what people are down with it when they have S&M sex.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't see it as punishment, I guess. You
exactly.
Know, I'm not walking away going, fuck, why? I don't know. What a fucking weird voicemail, man.
I don't know. I think long-term relationships are about punishment. I think if you are into S&M, if you are into, what is it? Is it masochism's when you're into being hurt, right? Sadism's when you're into hurting other people.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're a masochist, you might enter into a relationship and take punishment from your significant other in the form of like emotional abuse and dig it. But I don't think that is what relationships are. However, I do think that more what happens in long-term relationships that ends up making them feel that way is that people were in them and were into them. And then, you know, they're committed. Things start to slide. And eventually, you know, it's such a gradual shift that by the time you get to the point where everything sucks ass, you never noticed that everything started to suck ass.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to hold together this thing that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, the past.
You're trying to hold together for the good stuff, but there's no good stuff left and you don't even realize it anymore. The relationship's completely changed.
Totally fake. And it's just, you play on that illusion, yeah.
And then you have a kid.
Just the memories, yeah.
And then you're really stuck.
You know what's funny, Kyle?
Well,
I was going to say the exact same thing.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Beat me to it. Damn.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I don't know if you are, but I was.
I'm totally kidding. I had no idea how to respond to that.
Yeah. So, I actually kind of like that question.
Yeah.
I feel like we're exhausting everything really quickly this week.
Yeah.
Like nothing's catching. Nothing's sparking a conversation. Well, I got on the Twitter and the Facebook again this week and said, you know, what's up? What I say specifically this time, because I think I worded it better this week. I said, kittens, because that's my new thing.
Yeah, kittens. Yeah.
Is it podcast night again already? What should we chat about this week? See, this week I didn't say, what's going on? What's up? I said, what should we chat about this week? And I did not get a response from Beverly Sturgeon.
Really?
Surprise, surprise.
Okay. What are you doing right this second?
What should we chat about this week? Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to tell you that I was mowing the lawn.
Oh, man.
I had to.
Okay.
See, no, you do that, and
it's
then
cool.
I have to. Okay.
It's cool.
All right. Well, John Cassane says,
yeah,
maybe city versus country, about how the country sucks, or have Orion take Cialis and describe its effects.
That's not going to happen.
The Cialis?
Yeah. No way.
I'm all burpy. Well, city versus country. I think you're more pro country than I am, but I don't know how pro country you are.
Pro country?
I would take the city over the country any day. I would.
Oh yeah.
I would incinerate every tree on the planet if it meant that I got to live in the city and didn't have to live in the country.
Hmm.
Fuck the country.
See, I interpreted this a little differently, but now I see where we're going. Okay, yeah.
How did you? Now I gotta know how you interpreted
different.
It.
Just a little bit.
The only other way I can think of that you could have interpreted it would have been, I like my city.
Like a political kind of.
I identify with my city more than I identify with my country.
Yeah. Republican or Democrat, you know?
That's that would be a weird question.
That's why I was kind of like, what the fuck? But now I get it. All day. Like, I read that and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, what am I going to say? But now I get it. It makes sense. I don't know.
Peninsula versus continent.
What? I am more country, yeah, I guess. Cities, just all the nameless faces every day. I don't know. It's claustrophobic to me. Country, you know your neighbors more.
I don't want to know my stupid neighbors.
Okay.
Your neighbors are almost always going to be dicks. So
in the city?
No, anywhere.
Yeah.
Your neighbor, because everyone's a dick. So no matter where
you
are.
That's a good point.
So you know your neighbors. There's like a neighbor a block away or more in either direction, and you know them, but they're worthless. They churn butter or something stupid. Like, that's what they do for
fun.
In
the country, yeah.
For fun. They don't even have a phone line or the internet. They just churn butter and tend to their cats or whatever it is that they do in the country.
They sit on the
just,
porch.
There's just grass to mow and fucking trees all over. Trees are fine, but there's nothing. There's nothing. There's dirt roads and then there's grass and then well water.
Yeah.
It's just garbage. speaking of garbage, what do you do with your garbage?
You burn it.
Yeah, we burn it. because we live in the 21st century. We burn our garbage in a barrel in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know.
That's rewarding for the environment.
Sometimes an errant farm animal roams onto my property, but whatever.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. Because each country
has
rocks.
The problems,
No.
Just the country.
No, the country's just bullshit.
You know what I hate about the country? Those damn flags in front of the houses.
People who live in the country on purpose are fooling themselves. They might as well live in a third world country. But they're tricking themselves into thinking they're living like this cute, homey, simple life.
Jesus.
But you know, you live in the past is what you do.
But if you think about it, like even from your perspective, like if you hate your neighbors because everybody's a dick, if you live out where nobody's really around you, then those dicks are further away.
There's one good thing about the country, that is that you can have parties and be loud and shit like that.
Yeah.
And there's nobody around to give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing. But that's kind of canceled out by the fact that you live in the country and nobody's going to want to come there for your crazy parties. Oh, I have to drive 45 minutes to get to your party? No, thank you.
Yeah, my cell phone doesn't even work out.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, thanks. I don't want to get raped in the mountains by hillbillies. That's okay.
Yeah.
No, the country's garbage.
But on the other hand, the only reason I kind of favor the city life is because there are
a lot of people.
No, there are a lot of people that you can meet, and there's more people to meet, you know, so you can meet more people.
Yeah.
You know? Just different kinds of, so many different kinds of people. Whereas in the country, they're probably all the same and it's just lame.
When I lived in the country, because I did. Yeah, I lived in the fucking woods. When I lived in the country, it was an ordeal trying to get cable.
How's that? I think you told me this.
Because it didn't exist there.
Because
they had to lay lines under the ground in order for us to get cable. That's insane.
That's insane, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So
you're looking at me
cable.
Looking
crazy. Cables existed since I was a child.
Yeah. You
know? Like
but
we,
not out this house.
We I remember watching Nickelodeon when I was like, I don't know, six.
Yeah.
So cable's been around.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. That does suck. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Country sucks. I win.
All right.
Then Eris Cousins linked us to a YouTube video, which is a song about Black History Month.
Yeah.
Did you check this out at all?
I did.
It's by Sick Animation.
Sick Animation. Never heard of them.
Me neither. Such a
history.
Black History Month, kid, and what have you done? It's the Feb to the youth, to the very sun. Now listen to my words, cause I've just begun. Don't let it go in one ear and fall out the other one. And don't make it such a mystery. Black history, black history. Don't make it such a mystery. Learn about black history. Martin Luther King told white supremacy to fuck off. And when he'd go to the party, he would go off. 2 years in one hand as he proclaimed his plan of a unified regulation. It's Black History Month, so get the fuck out of your chair. Throw your hands, throw your arms, throw your feet up in the air. My name is Malcolm X, and I came to have sex. So hit me on my cell with a nasty text. I'm like a...
Nice. There's a part, I listened to it earlier, there's a part later where it says something about how everybody likes pizza, and I liked that part.
Okay.
But it's a good song.
It's so, not a bad parody. Not bad
check
parody.
It on out.
Yeah. It's got a good beat.
I don't have anything else to say about it, though.
Same here.
Paul T. Schoink says, do your taxes yet, Idge Hat? Just did mine because I like to get them out of the way relatively soon.
Yeah.
Getting a couple hundred back. Anyways, I expect nothing less than the most exciting conversation ever about taxes.
Ever. Yeah.
It can't be that hard. What? The most exciting conversation ever about taxes?
Bring it.
I think we just had it. Like, I don't think there's ever been a more exciting conversation about taxes than what just occurred.
Yeah.
Yes, I did my taxes.
I did mine, yeah.
I just did mine like last week, which is actually kind of late for me. I usually do mine as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah, mine was 3 weeks ago.
I was putting it off. I was being lazy. But I don't really want to get into like what I am getting back. But when I heard you're getting a couple hundred back,
that's
I was like, damn.
Pretty fucking sad.
Yeah, well, I guess I don't really know how it works.
I don't either.
I don't fucking
He's doing it wrong, man.
I don't know.
Because when I first started at the job, well, shit, man. When I was doing the job before, you know, I was working at the family party store and I was doing my taxes. I got more than him. I got 600 federal, you know.
I don't know what kind of hours he's working, you know.
Fuck.
What he's making. But did Aldi do your taxes this year or did you do them?
She does them now, yeah, because it's the same every year and she isn't as lazy as I
was convinced for a while that Aldi was somehow cheating on your guys' taxes because she would tell me what you were getting back for your refund and it was like twice what I was getting back, like each of you. Like, so combined, it was like quadruple what I was getting back and you weren't making that much more money than me. So
yeah, the only thing that kind of fucked me over was I claimed something 1 year because I didn't know. Nobody told me. It wasn't, you know, described as to what I was filling out when I was starting my job, but I claimed something. I don't know. I didn't ask questions and I fucked myself. I think I basically told the government like I had a kid or some shit.
Oh,
what was it? No. I'm sorry.
Well, I know when you set your shit up at work, like you can claim zero or claim one. Like you can claim yourself or claim zero.
It wasn't that. It was some kind of. Yeah, there's if you like where I'm at. We're in Grand Rapids, but if you go like down the street, you're in Kentwood.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in Grand Rapids, you got to pay city taxes, and I was doing that for a while, but not paying the taxes somehow from what I filed. I wasn't paying city taxes, so they came after me for like $300 like 2 years later. Yeah, that was the fuck up, not the claiming. I don't know what that
I see
that's all about, but yeah, that's all I fucked up.
Well, yeah, I claim I let them take as much out of my taxes as they can so I get the most refund back. So maybe Paul doesn't do that. Maybe Paul has less money coming out of him during the year.
Yeah.
And that's why he gets a smaller refund.
Claims one. Yeah.
But I like getting all that money back at the end of the year because I'm fucking stupid with money. It's like winning the lottery at the end of the year.
It's fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious as to how many hours he works. God, he's getting like $200 federal. Fuck.
I think we can let that go now.
All right. I'm sorry.
I don't think need to.
I feel for the man. I want to help him out.
Sounds like we're like, I don't know, trash talking him. Like, what fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. Fuck. You only get a couple hundred bucks. What a dick.
So poor. So
get another job. Jesus Christ, homeless.
That's not what I was going after.
So that was it for the Facebook.
Yeah.
But then there's the Twitter.
Yeah.
On which Gavin Allman said, What are you guys' dream jobs and houses and partners and cars and dogs and burger? And I believe that was him being a little snippy
because of
you smacking him in the face with your dick last week when he asked about the
what would you do if you won the lottery?
Money. Yeah, what would you won
$10
million? Yeah. So what's your dream job, house, partner, car, dog, and burger?
Dream job is to own an arcade. Always has been. It'd probably go under in a week, but
yeah, probably.
Dream partner, Aldi, of course, you know,
gross.
The living of it. Dream car would be a Pontiac Regis.
I don't even know what that is.
They don't make it anymore, but it was so, it looks like a Transformer, man. It's so fucking cool. You'd have to Google it. What else was there? Dream
dog.
Dream dog?
Yeah, dream dog.
Fuck dogs, man. Oh. I don't even like cats, and I have cats.
Yeah.
Fuck pets. Fuck them. If there was one pet I'd like to own, it'd be, I'd want like a really tiny monkey, you know? Just real tiny, somewhat intelligent, little hands, never gets any bigger.
I think I would be really annoyed with a monkey.
I don't know.
Because a monkey is like a cat with hands.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me think about this.
I don't need cats that can like throw things.
It'd be litter trained. I don't know how would I do. But they're so cute.
What about your dream burger?
Dream burger.
Ooh. Monkey burger.
Dream burger already exists. It's not a dream. It's called the El Camino Burger. And it's got bacon, all kinds of cheese, sour cream, French fried onions, chipotle sauce. It's fucking awesome. It's so good.
This sounds like somebody just swept everything off the floor at an Applebee's onto a burger.
That's true. Yeah, delicious. Yeah, go your turn.
Oh, my dream job.
Yeah.
There are too many of them. I don't know. My dream job would be to get paid to be me.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, you're awesome. Here, keep being awesome. Here's a bunch of money. We'll see you next week. Dream house would be.
Oh, I didn't do the dream house.
Yeah, you didn't do house. A nice house.
Not too big, man.
I would want a house that's a little bigger than, you know, I need.
Yeah, yeah.
But not like crazy huge.
Yeah.
Like maybe a couple of bedrooms, which I really don't, you know, I'd only need one because I'm only me.
Yeah.
But
none of those houses you see on Cribs, which looks like nobody lives there.
Yeah.
It's just like just there for show. And only old people look at it and go, exquisite. This is a great house.
No matter how rich I was, I don't think I would ever want a house that that I would need a staff for. You know, like I need to have somebody here to watch the house because otherwise it does things on its own or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit. When I was a kid, I thought, how cool would it be to, instead of living in a house, you lived in like a city building and like there were all those floors, you know, you could explore like in Die Hard.
Yeah.
That's where I got the inspiration. But
He wasn't exactly living.
I'd probably
in the building. I like that. I know, you were like, he's running around like on glass. He's getting shot at and stuff, and you're like, man, it'd be pretty cool to live there.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, that is fun though. That
does sound cool.
Each floor would have something new and exciting to explore. Yeah.
Not too big though. Dream partner.
Yeah.
Basically
you with the vagina.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but hotter. Yeah. Like hot, like a hot girl.
Hot.
Like my brain in a hot girl.
Yeah.
With the vagina. Dream car. I don't know what year, but like those, I talked about it before, those old Corvettes, like those Stingray-ish like ones with the big old fender things.
Yeah.
Dream dog, a little mini pincher.
Of course.
A little mini Dobermans. They're like Chihuahuas, but they're Dobermans. They're like Chihuahua size, but they're Dobermans.
You just like to see the pain in their eyes when you're holding treats. They tremor like.
No. No, it's like a badass dog, but like it fits in my pocket. It's like a badass junkyard dog. Yeah. Like this thing will tear you apart, but it's like I could
travel
size. I could eat it. And dream burger.
Yeah, dream burger.
I like the quesadilla burger at Applebee's. I
don't know. That is a kick-ass burger.
It's a good burger.
Yeah.
Fuck. So there you go,
Gavin.
I don't think he expected any answers to that one, actually.
Yeah, he's just being a dick.
Yeah, well, take that. I did think, actually, here's the thing. Last week, you were getting on my case about being quote-unquote mean to Beverly.
Yeah.
This was right after Gavin tried to give us something to talk about,
okay.
And you said you were going to smack him in the face with your dick because his suggestion was so horrible. But his was like a topic of conversation. Hers was, I did yard work. And you're like, whoa, back off, dude.
Okay.
Holy shit. I didn't say I was going to smack her in the face with my dick. Okay. Holy crap.
All right.
So
understood.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Then
I feel horrible.
Our buddy Jeff, 19 cartwheels, says, "How about IBM's Watson on Jeopardy this week? Seems like a Kyle-friendly topic for discussion. Did you watch/take sides?"
Ooh.
I didn't. I've heard about it. I've seen little clips and stuff. Do you even know? Are you familiar with the
subject?
I
was channel surfing and I saw something written on the screen about IBM and Jeopardy. I don't know.
There was a supercomputer named
Watson.
That's
what I figured.
That they were having on as a contestant.
Son of a bitch.
And from what I saw, Watson was doing pretty good. And it was impressive because, you know, Jeopardy has a lot of wordplay and things in some of their questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's impressive to see how much of that stuff the computer is able to figure out.
Yeah.
But I don't fully understand. I don't know the details and how he operates. Like, I don't know if he's actually, like, when Alex Trebek is reading the questions,
yeah,
I don't know if the supercomputer is analyzing his voice and, like, getting the information from that, or if they're feeding the question, like the text of the question it,
yeah,
you know, behind the scenes.
Kind of play a factor into it.
Or if it is voice recognition, it's even more impressive.
Yeah. It would definitely, that would play, yeah, depending on that, I would be more or less interested.
The only thing I think is a little cheap is that if Watson knows the answer,
yeah,
he's going to buzz in before anyone
else. Of
course,
yeah, that's what I'm
because it's a computer. Like, it's not going to be sitting there going, yeah. Shit, I know this. Hold on. You know, and so if it understood the question and has the information to answer it, it's going to win.
Yeah.
You know.
So how's this work?
So that's a little cheap. But, well, it didn't always know the answer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I didn't watch. Because it's interesting to me in theory, but in practice, it's only interesting to me for about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and then it's like, okay.
Moving on.
It
got it.
It's pretty good at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way to go, guys. And then it's just, yeah, I don't know. And plus, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. Like, I almost never watch TV when it's on the TV.
Yeah.
So I don't catch game shows, really. Although Jeopardy is one of the few game shows I actually find genuinely interesting.
Yeah.
I guess that's it, since you didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I don't watch a whole lot of TV, and I occasionally watch TV. So.
Well, in other TV news.
Yeah.
And in other listener news, Austin Trees,
yeah,
apparently is still around.
Yeah,
because we got an email from the guy.
I was surprised. Yeah,
yeah, and it's he forwarded to us the Grammy Awards fail of Serene Branson. It's a news reporter. Have you seen this? Did you watch it?
I watched it. Yeah,
Serene Branson is a news reporter who was reporting on the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And when they cut to her, this happened.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrison for the bit. They had the pit.
Yeah.
The Grammy.
So that's what happened.
Did she just get tranquilized? Jesus Christ.
Darrison, but let's go hit Terrison for the bit. They had the pit.
Now, when I first heard about this, I heard about it on the radio.
Yeah.
They were basically doing what we're doing right now. They were playing the audio clip and they were giggling about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately, when I heard it, the first thing I thought was, she's had a fucking stroke. And I not like, haha, that's funny. Like, I mean, like, I really, yeah. That's the only explanation yeah. for that. Like, that's not a normal fuck up.
Yeah.
That's not like, oh, I got tongue tied and
really nervous
and yeah. I stumbled over my words. Yeah. No, that like, as, and once I saw the video, it was even more obvious to me that something was wrong. She didn't just like fuck up. Yeah. Like she continues to fuck up. She never regains her composure. Mm-hmm. And then she like nods like she finished a sentence and then it cuts away. And if you're looking, like, she gets this look halfway through on her face, kind of like fear. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, these aren't the sounds coming out of my face are not the sounds that I'm trying to make, that I feel like I'm making. And it was blatantly obvious to me that there was some kind of health issue here, that this wasn't just a fuck up. But on the radio, they were making fun of her, like, haha, how can you fuck up that bad on TV? And that's fine. Like, I'm not taking, like, the moral high ground here. Yeah. Like, you can't make fun of her because I just think it's bizarre how many people I've heard make fun of her. Like, can you believe she did that on TV? Yeah. What an idiot. When it's so obvious to me that, like, she stroked out or something.
Yeah.
And then I kept hearing alternate accounts, like she was rushed to the hospital, she wasn't, she's fine. I kept hearing different things.
Yeah.
And I discovered today that it wasn't a stroke per se, but she did have a medical issue. And there's another video here that I haven't watched yet, but it's about the aftermath of this whole thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to play that now and see where this goes.
As soon as I opened my mouth, I knew something was wrong.
Hundreds of thousands of local viewers and millions more around the world watched the medical emergency unfold right before their eyes.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight.
CBS 2 reporter Serene Branson stricken during her post-Grammy report.
To be honest with you, I started crying right away because I was scared.
Serene talks about that night and for the first time watches the video that shocked the world as doctors unlock the medical mystery which could affect millions of women. Good evening, I'm Paul Majors.
And I'm Pat Harvey. Serene's on-air medical scare was difficult to watch and left all of us and many of you viewers worried about her health. Well, tonight we know what caused Serene's slurred speech, and we're happy to have Serene herself explain what happened to her then.
When you saw this, did you just...
Yes, I did. Laugh it off.
You just thought, ha-ha, she's an idiot.
I just thought she fucked up, It kind of fell into that common, you know, I watched... those compilations of news reporter fuck-ups, you know? So I'm like, oh, here's another one.
Yeah, but nobody fucks up that way. Like, nobody...
it was pretty bad.
Like, you stop and you try to recover or you go like, bleh, bleh, like you're spitting out the words. Like, you know, like you do something. You react in some way.
I know.
Yeah. At the end of it, it's like she finished a sentence, but she didn't. And then she's like, back to you, but like only in tone because the words aren't words.
I should have thought of it that way, but I was just blinded by the firm assumption that all women are just fucking stupid.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, another woman fucking up.
I don't know. It was kidding. So I'm obvious to me. Immediately.
I didn't analyze it that much because I just figured she fucked up and I moved on. I looked at other stuff on the internet.
Well, I mean, it's fine. It's just,
but
I don't
now
know.
That,
like,
yeah,
it was never really funny to me. Not again, not like, oh, you can't laugh at that. It just never funny to me. It was like immediately I was like, that's something's wrong. That's I don't know.
As of course, look at you. For CBS 2 reporter Serene Branson, the first day back at work today,
you ready to see some people who really love you?
Was not to report on the news. Serene was the news.
You got it.
What really happened to Serene on Grammy night?
Serene.
Okay, you're really fucking dragging this out. Jesus Christ. I don't know how the video's been playing for, I guess it's only been like a minute and 12 seconds, but Christ, how many times are you going to say, what really happened? We're going to tell you what really happened. She's going to tell you in her own words what really happened. Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's get to it.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight.
Was there something that happened earlier in the day? Did you feel something funny, something different earlier before your 11 o'clock?
And I started to get a really bad headache. Mm. And I thought, you're tired, it's been a long day. And around 10 o'clock that night, I was sitting in the live truck with my field producer and the photographer. And I was starting to look at some of my notes. I started to think, the words on the page are blurry. And I could notice that my thoughts were not forming the way they normally do.
So you go on the air, because you figure, this is what I do. I'm a reporter and this is a live shot. And did you really feel at that time you can get through it?
As soon as I opened my mouth, I knew something was wrong. I was having trouble remembering the word for Grammy. I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't have the words to say it.
And at the time when you were talking, when you were tossing to your package, you knew what you were saying was not what you wanted to say.
Right.
Obviously, you were aware.
I was aware of, this isn't making sense.
But let's go to Terry's and look for the bit, the head of the pit.
Okay. That is a little funny because just the the way they're cutting, what I was saying wasn't making any sense. Bleh, 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 let's cut back to her doing it again. I don't know. I feel like I'm giving the impression that I'm scolding everyone for laughing at this, and I'm not.
You're taking it. Yeah, it's taking a dark turn.
I'm still surprised by how few people picked up on the fact that this was
Some kind of medical emergency.
It's not just a tongue-tied fuck-up. But anyway, this video that I'm playing now is garbage. So to kind of cut to the chase here, she said her head was definitely pounding. She was very uncomfortable, and she knew something wasn't right. I was terrified and confused what had just happened. At that point, they sat me down. Then my right cheek went numb. My right hand went numb, and I lost some sensation in my arm. She was having migraines, but like they were bad migraines. And the doctor said that, the dizziness, nausea, and garbled speech mimic a stroke.
You all right there, Kyle?
But see what I did there?
Yeah.
Mimic a stroke. That's what a person does when they fuck up.
Yeah.
I didn't go blah, 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 blah,
and then
like
keep
you
going,
knew.
And then nod at me and go,
yep. Mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she couldn't finish her sentence.
Yeah.
But anyway, and also that the migraine, that this particular type of migraine is hereditary and that her mother also suffers from them.
Shitty.
So it runs in the family. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it would have been funnier if I just made fun of her for being dumb. But I couldn't. Like, from the very moment I heard about this story, I couldn't. So I don't know. So that's that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Austin. Did you hear about the RoboCop statue?
No, I didn't.
All right. In Detroit, the mayor of Detroit, I think, has been saying, trying to start all these like renewal projects and things to like make Detroit better, make people come to Detroit.
Yeah, good luck.
And someone suggested to him on Twitter or something that they should erect a statue of RoboCop because RoboCop took place in Detroit.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And so I guess a lot of people were like, put up a statue of RoboCop. And eventually he made an official statement on his Twitter that we're not going to put up a statue of RoboCop.
I was
going to
say, I thought you were going to say, so it's built.
no, well,
done.
So a bunch of people have gotten together to take donations, to like a fundraiser for this RoboCop statue.
What the fuck?
Because the city won't finance it. So, and they had a $50,000 goal, and last I heard they had beaten that goal. They had raised more money
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hilarious. It's like watching a 16-year-old kid ride the penny horsey, you know?
You don't think a statue of RoboCop in Detroit would be awesome?
No.
Okay, not why not?
Like, maybe something crazy like a fucking dragon riding a...
A statue of RoboCop is crazy.
I just need a little more bronze
statue of RoboCop in the middle of town. That is crazy.
That is crazy. It's just not that like epically funny, I guess.
I think it is. I think you're missing something here.
I don't know, man.
Dragon doing what now would be better than RoboCop.
Riding a cloud on the moon.
RoboCop anywhere. I think the idea of a statue of RoboCop period is awesome.
Yeah. a lot of things have that kind of nostalgia, you know, like as being awesome from the past.
Mm-hmm.
An epic.
Well, plus
RoboCop
it's specifically
sucked.
Connected that to fucking, Detroit. RoboCop didn't suck.
Fucking movie.
maybe you only saw RoboCop 3.
I was.
Although, if
huge
I remember correctly, he gets a jetpack in 3. So
are you kidding me?
So no, I don't know how you, can, how you can. Hate.
I liked it as a kid, but yeah, it's just not that epic.
RoboCop
to me
wasn't for kids.
That's true.
Did you
it
see
was
the scene
R.
where he gets destroyed by
yes,
machine gun
I
fire?
Did. Yeah. I think I saw that at the drive-in. Oh, fuck.
Or the guy like melts after being dunked in toxic waste or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, it wasn't for kids, but, the toys came out, you know,
yeah, that was
trading
later
cards.
That was
so.
Like when there was a TV show and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. true. Yeah. But it just doesn't grab me by the balls as awesome anymore. Just me. This is just me.
Well, what in a similar vein would you like to see a statue of in Detroit?
Let's see. God, I'm trying to think. Like, from my past, like Captain Planet or something.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Wow. I have no idea. I can't think of it right now.
Wow. I
something
can't.
Just out there, like a dragon riding a cloud on the moon would just...
A dragon riding a cloud on the moon. I don't even know. That's not something you could make a statue
awesome.
Of.
Oh, it's possible. I don't okay. know. Something, right. It's tough.
That's something you would see in a children's museum. RoboCop is something you would see in a badass post-apocalyptic yeah. town known as Detroit.
I'd have to think about it and get back to you. I don't know.
I think...
Because Detroit's such a shithole. Like, I'm trying to think of what would be...
That's half
off.
The point.
Okay.
Detroit was a shithole in RoboCop.
Yes.
That was, like,
okay.
the point.
All right.
Holy shit. I can't believe you don't get it. It's like you don't know who RoboCop is. It's like you've never even heard of RoboCop.
You're making me feel bad, Kyle. I want to get to know RoboCop.
He's got a gun in his leg.
All right.
It's in his leg.
He's off.
It comes out of his leg. And then he grabs it. It's like there's a holster built into his leg.
All right. I'll try.
He's part
to think
man,
of him
part
as...
machine, Orion. He has an antenna in his fist that's like an ice pick, and he can kill people with it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't see
not a...
what you're missing here.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Build it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, see, now if you had made the argument that this is garbage because if you were able to raise $55,000 or whatever it is,
yeah.
raise it for something more worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that argument, except you could make the same argument about every statue that's ever been built.
That's true.
Like, they're all garbage. There's no reason for any of them. Every single one of them could have bought food for the homeless, but they didn't because people like fucking statues, all right? So chill on the monetary issue.
The fucking... the Grand Rapids, like...
The Calder?
Sculpture. Yeah, what is that called?
The Calder. There's
you have
this
to
thing.
Put a picture of yeah. that on the forum. It's such a piece of shit.
Yeah. It's like a it's like an
icon.
Abstract art cartoon ant or something
yeah,
is what it looks like.
I don't know, man.
It's like, I don't know what it's supposed to be. It's like the spirit of the river or something. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
It's a big fucking blob kind of intersecting with another blob.
Yeah, it's a bunch of sheets of metal that are painted red.
They're like orange. Yeah, it's
orangish. Yeah. yeah. And they're all kind of bolted together
mm-hmm.
and just kind of blobby shapes. Yep. And that's all it
is. The icon of Grand Rapids,
yeah.
Michigan. Yes.
And it's on all of our signs and
yeah,
things.
It's a piece
it's
of
garbage.
Shit.
Anyway. I'll try to remember to find a picture of it and post it. It's stupid. But yeah, could you imagine, like, it has nothing to do with Grand Rapids, but I would so trade that in for a statue of RoboCop.
That's true, yeah. Every city should have, like, a statue or some sculpture that kind of represents the
RoboCop.
City.
RoboCop. It kind of represents RoboCop. Oh, man, we should get an Ed 209 statue. and then, like, we can make them battle.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Not too shabby there, Kyle.
God, what a dick. Let's take a break.
All right.
All right.
This is Jesus, and I approve this message. Do you have plans for May 22nd, 2011? Well, too fucking bad, because I'm gonna rapture your ass on May 21st. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to the forums at idgehat.com, and I'm gonna see who's been commenting. If you comment on the forums, you're gonna be saved. If not, you're fucked. Have a nice day. I'm angry at my dad because he killed me and nailed me to a plank of wood. He's a dick.
Hallelujah.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
So Orion,
yeah.
Have you heard about this Evan Emery guy?
Evan who? No.
Evan Emery, I think that's his name. There's a guy from right here in good old Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Here's a video that'll hopefully explain it.
All right.
If it'll play, which it won't. Okay.
No way.
What the fuck? All right. Now it'll play.
Price sells Kias. And at Fox Kia, Price sells lots of Kias. Because we have the best Kia inventory. New souls.
Fuck you, Kia. God damn it. I had this all queued up so I wouldn't have to hear an ad like that. Okay, here we go.
A vulgar video he calls just a prank has landed a Muskegon man in jail tonight. Singer Evan Emery used a Ravenna Elementary School classroom as the backdrop for a sexually explicit song, and now he's facing charges. 24 Hour News 8's Mark Thompson's live at the Muskegon County Jail tonight, where that singer is behind bars. Mark.
Brian, the creator of that...
Okay, I gotta comment real quick.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. That... Okay, they've got this guy that they just went to live.
Mm-hmm.
Just standing outside of the jail for no reason.
That's what they think.
The guy's in there, sure, but you can't see him. You know, like,
we're on location.
Yeah, we're. Why?
They always have to be on location.
This poor guy, he's got his hat, like winter hat on. Yeah. You know, it's freezing outside.
Ass off. Yeah.
Let him do this from some other place. Someplace warm. It's fucking Starbucks. Yeah. Who cares? If you got to have him out there somewhere. That's just shitty.
Video Evan Emery. He is locked up here in Muskegon County tonight. That video has since been...
Like, do they think that if they didn't show the jail behind him, I wouldn't know what that meant? It's the middle of the night when they're filming this, I guess, anyway, because it's like pitch black. You can just kind of see some windows. If I wouldn't have known what the jail was if you didn't show it to me, I still won't know from this shot.
Taken off of YouTube. Now, when we spoke with Emery earlier, he says that he did add a disclaimer to that video saying that no children were exposed, but apparently that wasn't enough to keep him out of jail.
In your sofa.
This is a portion of the dirty YouTube version. We blurred the kids' faces, but the creator, Evan Emery, did not. You can see him in the video gyrating to the explicit lyrics.
I didn't want to hurt anybody. That's the main thing, is I didn't intend on hurting anybody. More than anything, I just wanted to make everyone laugh.
But many didn't find it funny at all, especially parents whose kids were clearly seen in the video. In fact, they found it foul.
He humiliated my child. He's humiliating all the parents that are involved in it. And something definitely needs to be done.
How'd you like...
Okay. So do you get the gist of what happened?
I'm getting the gist, yeah.
What happened was, and I don't know if they fully explained this yet, but what happened was this guy is a singer-songwriter kind of guy, and he said he wanted to come in. I think they haven't fully explained this, but he wanted to come into this classroom and sing a song to the kids. It had something to do with, from reading another article and from having watched this video before, it had something to do with like getting... into college or something. He wanted to become a teacher, so this is like somehow something for his resume or something. I don't know.
Right.
But he wanted to come in and sing a song for the kids. And they said, okay. And he came in and he sang a nice, clean song for the kids. And in the process, he got a bunch of footage of the kids sitting there listening to the song and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Then he filmed himself without a room full of kids singing a horribly vulgar song.
Oh, God.
And then he cut the two together to make it look like he's singing this horribly vulgar song to kids and put it on YouTube. Ha ha. Get it? Hilarious.
Got it.
And people, apparently somehow some of these parents saw the video And they are pissed. And the worst thing about this story, I don't think I'm going to let the video explain it anymore. I think I'm going to take over from here.
Yeah.
Here's another article about on the subject from today, actually. It starts out, a West Michigan man said police searched his Fruitport home for items associated with child sexual predators in connection with a sexually themed YouTube video he produced that featured local first grade students. Right there, they're casting this in this, but they're really skewing this, you know? Yeah. Like, that sounds like, holy shit, what happened here?
Multiple they're searching, children.
They're searching for child porn in this guy's house, and he made a video he put on YouTube, a sexual video with first graders?
Yeah.
They're really twisting this to make it sound bad.
Man.
Among the items authorities looked for were, and this is crazy, but among the items authorities looked for were children's panties, Evan Emery told the Muskegon Chronicle Friday. Why? There's no reason. He sang a song. He didn't sing this song to kids, but he made it look like he sang a vulgar song to kids. And so you thought, let's go look for kids' underwear in his house?
Yep.
That's kind of a stretch, don't you think?
A little bit.
Even if he had molested kids, why would you specifically be looking for children's underwear?
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to believe that would be there.
We found them. Yeah. Now what?
Yeah. And then even if you did find them, okay.
Yeah.
They were looking for souvenirs and a list of children's names and videos of children undressing and stuff. Emery said of Tuesday's search. They asked if I had downloaded child pornography on my computer. They were looking for horrible, horrible things. All of this based on this clear, like, it's like the cops are aliens from another planet. You know, like, they kind of get the idea, you know, like, he did something kind of sexual and it involved kids. And that's all they needed.
Yep.
And now you are a hardcore pedophile. And have you downloaded child porn? No. Have you downloaded child porn? Come on. We know you have. We saw the YouTube video.
We put two and two together. You're right. The hardest core.
Right. Child porn. This is what pedophiles do. They make YouTube videos of them singing to kids. Authorities found nothing of the sort at the home, about 30 miles northwest of Grand Rapids. Emery's attorney, Terry Nolan, told the newspaper. Yeah. He was charged, Emery, 21, was charged with manufacturing child abusive material.
A conviction
carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison
and
registration as a sex offender.
Oh, man.
So this guy could get up to, now that doesn't mean he would get that many, but the fact that he could get even 1 year in prison for this is insane. And and registration as a sex offender.
Like, yeah. Like, what did he do, man?
He can't live next to a school. Like if he moves into a neighborhood, he's got to go door to door and say, you know,
I'm a sex offender. But here's the YouTube video. It wasn't a big deal.
He apologized to parents and acknowledged using bad judgment by editing vulgar lyrics onto the video of 6 and 7 year olds, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think it's total bullshit, obviously. And, I understand why the parents are like, could be annoyed. You used my kid's,
it's my kid, man.
My kid's, likeness without my permission. But I think to say that he's humiliating your children is overreacting big time. The kids have no idea unless you showed them the YouTube video, you weird, irresponsible parent. Like, they have no idea. All they know is he came and sang Mary Had a Little Lamb or whatever, and they loved it. They loved every minute of it. But now the parents are all butthurt about it. And I'm thinking, like, the one thing I thought maybe they could get him on was using the children's likeness,
without
permission.
Yeah,
but he did get permission from the school to film there,
mm-hmm.
and the school has permission to use the likeness of the kids that go there. So I think he's okay.
His only crime is the video itself. Yeah.
Well, and the video, I don't think there's technically. I think
showing the kids without permission. Yeah.
I think the reason they're going for manufacturing child abusive material is because they. It's like they don't really have anything else. So they're trying to go for this trumped up charge. Basically, they're charging him with making child pornography.
Oh, only worse, yeah, it seems.
But they're using kind of slightly vague language so that they can make this fit that definition.
Yeah, that's
and
just
no,
what it falls on.
I don't think it's worse. Only okay, worse. Okay. I don't,
no, what they're making it out to be.
No, I don't think they're making it out to be worse than child pornography. But it's just crazy.
Oh, man. What the fuck were you thinking, man?
Of this guy?
Yeah.
I think he thought it wouldn't be a big deal. Like, I think he thought at the most somebody'd try to sue him or something.
Yeah.
You know, like some parent would get mad and try to sue. I don't think anywhere in his mind did he think, I'm going to get charged as a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do anything sexually predatory.
Yeah.
In fact, he did nothing to these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
He except videotaped them.
It's just the way it was edited. Yeah, my God. But the fucker should have known that parents out there are fucking crazy, man.
I agree that he should have known that parents wouldn't be cool with it if they saw it,
yeah,
because
no
parents
way
are crazy.
And it's
but I never would have seen this coming.
Yeah, yeah.
I never would have been like, if I was him and I did this, I would have known I was taking a risk because
no
parents are dicks. But I would have had no idea that they would have tried to charge me with basically making child pornography.
Yeah.
And accuse me of being a pedophile. I would have just thought they would have been like, that's vulgar, don't do that, and, you know, whatever.
God, I want to see this video, because I still feel like I'm kind of left in the
dark. They took
it
down, though. Like, I couldn't find it.
Is
it's
he just
not
playing
available
a,
online anymore.
Is he just, like, singing about bitches and booties dropping and fucking?
I think he's singing about fucking, yeah.
Okay. And all these kids.
They play a couple of little clips in that video, like you might have heard it.
Yeah.
Like something about, he's saying like baby or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something, it's about fucking.
Yeah.
And then like it cuts to the kids and they're like, yay. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think it was, but it may have even been about fucking kids. And even if it was, I still don't care. He didn't do anything to these kids.
To the kids, yeah. Yeah.
An interesting, kind of related thing. And I don't know the law on this, actually. I heard a case a long time ago, or a few years ago or something, about some guy getting in trouble for having manga, like Japanese comics,
mm-hmm.
that depicted sexual activity among children.
God, yeah.
And he was being charged with like possession of child pornography. And I don't know the law. I don't know if it depends on the state or whatever. So
yeah.
I don't know what the law is here. But do you think that it is, that it makes sense for it to be illegal to have like drawings, like comics, you know, stuff, it's not real, depicting child porn?
Ooh, that's tough. Because it's gross and, you know.
Right.
The people that look at it are obviously fucked in the head. But that's, this. They're drawings, no one's being hurt.
Right.
And obviously, it's like attacking people for having the thought, you know.
Yeah.
Enter their mind and then lock them up. They had the thought, they're thinking about it, they like it, but they didn't do anything.
Right.
So it's like the cops are living in the some kind of Minority Report type setting, you know.
Right.
Well, he's probably going to
pre-crime,
do it.
Pre-crime, yeah.
Yeah, pre-crime bullshit. That's illegal, man. You can't do that.
If I was charged with a crime for every time I thought about fucking a kid, you know.
Whew.
I'd be really
fucked.
I agree. I think it's super creepy and gross. Like, why do you want comics about fucking kids or whatever? But, you know, I honestly don't think that's any worse morally.
Yeah.
As icky as it is, it's even ickier to me. But I don't think that's any worse morally than watching some slasher movie because you like to see people get slashed.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, they're both fake. They're both really kind of horrible.
Yeah.
And as weird as this might be to say, I think I'd rather have been molested as a child than, you know, slashed to death.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you on that.
I think that's a worse crime. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's just thoughts. It's fake. It doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So artistic, you know, a drawn representation, as gross as it might be to me, I would not begrudge you it.
Yeah. They're basically defining a gray area that's so vast with that, like the whole, Did you ever look into what happened to that guy with the manga?
No, and I didn't follow the story at the
man,
time.
Man, if either, he...
Which is why I don't know what the law is. I don't know how that actually shook out.
Yeah, if the law... If he went to jail for that, I am in fear, and I'm really upset about that. Because that's...
Well, I'm not in fear because I don't have any child porn manga.
Oh, yeah, but like, where
but
else
you know,
could they
yeah,
go?
The principle of the thing.
You can just make shit up.
Like, it is like you,
whatever
were,
I
you
think,
were thinking about it.
Yeah, whatever I think, yeah, I'm just going to charge you with that.
Yeah, I think you were a pedophile, so
yeah.
I'm going to lock you up.
I'm curious to see where... what's that guy's name that you were talking about from that made the video with the kids? This is going on now. I'm curious to see.
Oh, Emery.
Evan, yeah. I'm curious to see what's going to happen to this guy.
Hopefully nothing. I don't think they're going to be able to make this stick, but it kind of depends on how fucking hysterical everyone gets about it.
This is, oh, yeah.
But it sounds like such a ridiculous charge. I don't think they're going to be able to make this particular charge stick. They might maybe be able to get him on something. I heard, like maybe.
Juries decide, though, and people.
Well, I don't know if, juries don't always decide. I don't know if this is a jury trial or whatever.
Depends on the lawyers. It's a sloppy system.
I don't fucking know.
But I'm kind of worried for the guy.
I heard somebody saying like, oh, he shouldn't get any prison time. Maybe like 1,000 hours community service. I don't think he should get shit. I think he should get like told, you know, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like he really did anything wrong.
He didn't, yeah.
I feel like he was a little sneaky, and that's kind of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like he did anything like to break the law.
Yeah.
And if he did technically break the law, I think the law is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, I don't know exactly how the law works when it comes to using someone else's likeness.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of crazy that you can say, like if I took a video of you, mm-hmm. that you can say, you can't use that. Yeah. In any situation, really.
That is silly.
Like,
yeah.
But I have it. It's mine. But I took it and you were in front of my camera.
Yeah.
And I got you on video.
Exactly.
You were there. Like, if you didn't want... I don't, you know...
It's like going to, like, an amusement park and bringing a camera and you're kind of panning around looking at the park. But people are in it and they get upset and sue you. What?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be in that video.
Yeah, and I don't know how that works either because I think there's certain amount of... like leeway, like if you catch people in the background, it's okay because you weren't trying, you know, you're not using their likeness so much as they just happen to be there.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how that all works. But I do know that fuck these kids. Fuck them.
Fuck their parents, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I heard something else too from some other parent, like outside of that video that I was playing, and they were like talking about how embarrassed their kid was, or how,
please.
Or no, something about starting the healing process.
Are you kidding me,
dude? Your kid has no idea unless you told them. You weird, irresponsible piece of shit. Like, if your kid
Even
is,
if you told the kid, they wouldn't give a shit.
No, yeah, but if your kid is emotionally scarred by this in any way, it's because you did it.
Yeah. That's even more of a crime, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
This guy did not sing this song to your kids, and he did not make this video and then, like, forward it to your kids, yeah. You know, like billy@elementaryschool.com. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's kind of an open and shut case in my mind.
But, open and shut, and we'll see what happens. Oh.
I don't think there's anything really to discuss here, but I kind of wanted to mention this just because I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
In the forum for the last episode, Miss Nick said, maybe Black History Month featuring badass niggas is a way of figuring out racists. Do you have a problem with Black History Month? Yes. Racism still exists, but I think we're all equal. No, we're special. But that's not the part.
Yeah.
I think it'd be quite amusing if aliens visited us centuries from now and think Black people are worshipped because of the fact that this is held on to. Maybe the whole Egyptian thing was that cats were used as slaves and forced Cat History Month to stop interspecies racism.
Yeah.
So that was great. I thought that was pretty clever. I thought that was pretty funny.
is there anything else?
She says Miss Nick was telling a story about carding a guy trying to buy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he got mad because he didn't have his ID or whatever. And so then he stole some stuff and he came back another time and she wasn't gonna sell to him because he had stolen stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing big time here. I think I got this right, though.
Yeah.
And her supervisor was there and her supervisor backed her up.
Yeah.
And that's like the part that my mind latched onto in the story, even though that wasn't the point at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're lucky your supervisor backed you up, because in most retail jobs that I've ever seen, the supervisor will almost always stab you in the back in those situations where it's you, like, it's your word versus the customers.
Even if, sad with the customer.
Even if they know the customer is the biggest piece of shit. Like, I've seen situations where it might as well be like the customer's walking out the door with a stolen TV and the you know, employee like stopped them. And then the supervisor comes by and is like, well, okay, next time we'll have to stop you, but this time we'll let you have the stolen TV. You know, the employee was wrong.
Yep.
Ah, man, that backstabbing shit used to happen all the time.
And it still does.
Yeah. Customers, I'm sure it come does. First. I'm just not there anymore.
Yep. Customers first, man. No matter what.
And that makes sense to a point. But if that's the way it's going to work, don't make me enforce these fucking stupid rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not that, you know, no stealing is a stupid rule.
Yeah.
But there were other rules that, like, they're rules. I'm supposed to enforce them. And I would enforce them. And then they'd be like, can I speak to a manager? And a manager would come. And a manager would be like, fuck the rules. Have it your way.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Let me do that. Let's cut the middleman out. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I guess, do you have any other
things to
touch on? Yeah, I think I'm good too.
All right.
I think we covered everything.
Yes.
So you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can check us out on the Twitter and the Facebook, twitter.com/idgehat and facebook.com/idgehat. And of course, there are the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum and the YouTube, where we're posting our let's play videos.
Yes.
Now we've only done one so far, but, I believe that is youtube.com/idgehat. I forgot to check during the break, but I'm pretty sure that's the way that works.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, there will be a link in the forum post for this episode.
Yes.
And what else? You can donate.
Donate.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. Once again, we will check you next week.
I'm not going to say it. It's your line. All right. Word.
See ya.